And one of the big topics on there was waste. The swimming pool heating as well is going to be happening, which is great news. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. But one of the big topics, as I said, was waste and wanting to rise the wall of the landfill and the height. Well, they signed off last night, the councillors, to commit to seeking a 4 metre rise as per option 2 in the landfill height. So they wanted 10 metres. Well, they've got 4 as an interim measure. But there's a whole range of other things as well, including meeting with Bellington Shire Council and Nambucca Valley Councils to discuss the landfill height options, pathways to transition to secure and sustainable waste and resource recovery actions, and other relevant waste-related matters. I'd love to be in that meeting. I tell you what, there'd be sparks flying in that one, I reckon, just quietly. And also to investigate and report on the existing facility being converted to a waste transfer station, plus stuff in there as well about investigating and reporting to council within 1 month on measures currently being implemented, the result of those measures and measures to be implemented forthwith at the facility to control all and any offensive odours emanating from the facility. And as I said, it was just after 9 p.m. before the meeting ended last night, and it ended with Councillor Sally Townley revealing the legal costs so far for the fight that council are having with biomass. Now, we asked the question last week and got, you know, the typical vague council response that mentioned a figure of $1.4 million. It said that biomass initiated a claim against council under the contract. That claim triggered a dispute process, which then led to arbitration. The legal fees associated came to approximately $1.49 million, they say. This cost was an investment in minimising the impact on council and, of course, the community. Yes, they did it for you, folks. They did it for you. It should be remembered, it said, that the situation was brought about by a rule change by the EPA. Where's the finger pointing going? The Commercial Arbitration Act prevents council and other parties to the arbitration from disclosing details of the arbitration. And then it said the contract does not have a buyout clause, because we asked about, you know, what the difference would be, because, you know, the figure that I had heard was a lot more than $1.49 million. It seems last night that I was right. This is what Paul Amos had asked. He'd asked a similar question about how much had been spent so far. This is what he had to say about that.
On asking the question, I was looking for just one number. Legal advice here coming back. Is that legal advice coming from the legal advisor we are paying these millions of dollars to, or is that an independent legal advisor?
General Manager. Group Leader Governance Services, please.
Through you, Deputy Mayor, it's the legal firm that has actually provided the advice to us, because they are aware of what has been happening to date.
In other words, like usual, even it happens for the councillors, it seems, that when you say, how much have we spent, you don't get a straight answer. It's like if you said, have you dropped the ball? Now, it's simple. You get a yes or a no response is all you need. But usually, from the council, you'll get a very, very long-winded response. Generally, I think it's so it hopefully bores you, so you become disinterested. Sally Townley then said this.
Why is it a secret that we've spent $4.3 million on leak and we're not disclosing it when the local government general regulation requires us to disclose a summary of all the amounts incurred by council in relation to legal fees? That's in the regulations that we're required to disclose that annually.
Group Leader Governance Services, please.
Through you, Deputy Mayor, I'm very mindful of the conversations that we're having right now and the figures, but yes, that is required to be disclosed in the annual report, yeah, on litigation matters on an annual basis.
Can I just add to that, because I understand that the group leader has had some advice in the past that the wording is actually, I think, legal proceedings, which is court action. These are not court actions.
That's Steve McGrath's voice at the end there, sounding excited. So there you go. $4.3 million.
You got Muffy in the morning.